Welcome back, tribe. So after demonizing white men too much, Europe needs armies, and who better to fight their wars for them, where they essentially make millions of dollars, multi-billions of dollars in profit, while burying poor people in the ground? Well, it's women. Europe is getting ready to ask women to fight Russia so they can wash money, and the wealthy can get wealthier, and the poor could just end up in graves.
Europe is training more troops as tensions with Russia rise. Some countries are turning to conscription, requiring citizens to complete a period of military service. During the world wars, only men could be forced to go to the front line. Now, some nations are drafting women too.
It's a big step to take because it's a way of saying this threat that we're facing is so important that everyone has to play their part, and everyone includes women.
It's created.
I like that it's egalitarian, but don't even bullshit me and try to say something like this is a sign of a healthy society when you need women to fight for you. The United States, the Defense Department already ran and they spent, I think, tens of millions of dollars on studies to figure out which combat units are the most effective. And they had all males, mixed, and then all females. And guess who performed the worst? The females. And that's guess who performed the second worst? The mixed. And then who performed the best were the all-male units. They spent millions of dollars because the Pentagon wants women in the front lines. They want more soldiers. And they still couldn't get an effective fighting force. They couldn't even get the answers that they wanted to put women on the front lines. They cost lives. They are a detriment as soldiers. No offense to the ladies, sir. I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't have been serving in the first place. Go in the back, push some papers. We're not the same. You don't carry a 250-pound guy with armor and weapons on him away from danger while getting shot. You're not built for that. And us pretending and not telling the truth is how we're getting into this shithole of a situation in general in the West. We got women in law enforcement. That was a joke at the Bondi Beach shooting. We have women in positions of power. They shouldn't even be there. They can't rule with it properly. They don't wield it as they should professionally. You have women, just firefighters that are completely screwing that up. Fire chiefs, police department chiefs, and the entire department is ran. It's a shit show. All under women. Where are the men?
Debate about who should serve.
What the hell?
In like the situation that the world is in now, it's needed, I think, and I think it's only fair and right that women participate equally as with the men.
I do not want to die. I do not want PTSD. And also, I'm scared about like life in the battlefield as a woman.
So why is Europe rebuilding its armies now? And is there support for sending women to war? For as long as there have been wars, there are records of men being forced to fight them. The modern concept of conscription began during the French Revolution when all men aged 18 to 25 had to report for duty. Other nations followed France's model in the 19th century, and in the World Wars, millions were conscripted.
Following the budget comes news of conscription.
Women were drafted too, working on farms, in factories, and in hospitals. Some served in the military, but they weren't sent to the front line. Those that did go, like one of the Soviet Union's top snipers, Lyudmila Pavlichenko, nicknamed Lady Death, were volunteers.
Yeah, if there were ever operations, it would have to be a kind of female special forces, small insertion team, long-range engagement with sniper rifles or some form of sabotage or some shit like that. Putting them at the front lines in a hot war as a soldier with the trench warfare shit going on in the Russia and Ukraine with massive drone kamikazes and, you know, tank battles and all this shit, heavy weaponry, it's a joke. It's a joke. Can they have specialized positions? Fine. For those that show aptitude, well, we don't lower the standards just because you're a woman. If you got the sniper's eye and you're a chick and you can knock down targets from like a mile away, bullseye every single time, all right, go do damage. But you're one. To put massive amounts of normal women on the front lines is just, it's, you're asking to lose. And then horrific shit that happens. Can we talk about what happens if they get captured? If an army battle group gets encircled and then captured, what do you think will happen to those women? Take a guess. The first thing that'll be done to them.
To participate in Europe's first simulated atomic military maneuvers.
Across Europe, conscription policies were kept until the end of the Cold War, when hopes of lasting peace led many countries to phase it out.
The fall of the Berlin Wall, and there was a broad restructuring in a lot of European countries that happened of our militaries. Defense spending shrank, militaries shrank with them.
But some countries never suspended conscription, with Russia and several former USSR states also retaining forms of Soviet-era military service.
Those are mostly countries that are close to some sort of territorial threat, whether that is Greece and Turkey, or whether that is the countries that are bordering Russia.
In Norway, military service has always been mandatory for men as part of its constitution. But in 2013, the country voted to extend it to women, saying there should be equal rights and obligations.
They have access to parts of the population that men don't, for instance, in intelligence gathering, to be able to communicate with the female part of society in parts of the world that we do operations.
Public support for conscription in Norway is strong, and more people want to do it than are currently needed. The Princess of Norway recently concluded her service as a conscript. Typically, service lasts around a year, and former conscripts can be called back to the army for the next 26 years if needed. Following Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, Ukraine and Lithuania reinstated compulsory military service for men. Sweden did too in 2017, this time including women.
Countries that have introduced conscription for women in Europe have tended to be Northern European countries, which are not only closer to Russia, but they're also countries that have valued gender equality very highly.
Russia's 2022 full-scale invasion of Ukraine further highlighted the need for European countries to grow their armies.
This has turned into a war of attrition, where Ukraine has struggled to recruit enough troops to match Russia's rate of mobilization. And European leaders in frontline states have now warned that NATO could soon find itself at war with Russia.
Since Russia's invasion, these countries...
Dude, for the meat grinder, boys. Yay! Let's go fight in some backwater part of the world where nobody really gives a shit to help some people that are practically brothers with the same history, same brotherly history of their countries and foundings and shit like that. Also, money could be washed by the trillions, perhaps, and so that rich people can clink glasses behind closed doors and laugh at all the poors dying. Why would you ever fight a war when nobody is invading you? So Europe is preparing to send a bunch of women to war. They're trying to goad Russia into a wider war. What is their plan here? If they stop supporting Ukraine, the war stops overnight. Okay? That's really what it is. I don't care what side you're on. You got your gay flag up on your social media. Hundreds of thousands, over a million men, I think, have died. 1 million casualties on each side. I don't know what the death toll is. Those are casualties, including the wounded, of course. But let's just say 500,000 lives have perished of men in prime age. They could have been at home. They could have had a family. All for a little strip of some piece of a country that is underdeveloped right here. This is it. This is what they were fighting for right here, the Donbas region, right here. Does that matter to you, wherever you are in the world, besides if you're from this side? No, it doesn't. Why are we all sending billions of dollars? In the United States, we're sending billions of dollars for what? Just saying. Sorry, bro. Focus on the economy at home. Fix the country you're in first. Okay? All the Western countries that are goading Ukraine into sticking into this war of attrition, grinding out the last remnants of their men, all are getting raped by migrants, pillaged by mass immigration, have corrupt governments that don't care about the citizens, are actively doing population replacement with the natives and taxing them to death. No shit, the men don't want to fight for a system like that. In the United States, it's the same shit. They're struggling to recruit men, and the commercials with white men in military outfits doing military shit just started appearing again on TV for another recruitment drive for the low numbers that we have. Who would fight for this government? Let me tell you, zero. No young man wants to risk his life for a country that's done nothing for him but demonize him. This is the same shit in Western Europe. Western Europe cannot drum up any interest for their military, so they have to now start either conscripting outright or just including women in drafts. How f***ing insane is that? When your own people don't want to fight to defend their country, maybe it's not worth fighting and defending. Maybe you should ask the question, why do they feel this way? Because it's not like there's a problem with, you know, patriotism. People are very patriotic. You give them a reason, they'll rally around something when you give them a good reason. Fighting and dying for Ukraine and fighting Russia is not a good reason to be patriotic. It's insane, dude. Western liberal democracy as whole, in totality, is a massive piece of institutional shit that needs to be flushed down the toilet. I'm over that shit. This entire system, America's two-party retard system, all the retard parliamentary systems in Western Europe, all Eastern, all, everywhere. This new post-World War II liberal democracy is shit. It has produced nothing. We got glass towers and what, cages that go along with them? What have we benefited? We're conscripting women, bro. God, you feel so great living in our country, can't buy a house, can't afford to start a family. Salaries are flat, but they tell us productivity is way up and profits for companies are way up. Europe raped itself into absolutely no growth for like the past 15 years. It's parity with America. In like 2011, the EU was slightly bigger than America, I think. Now it's lost a third. America has gained a third of an economy more. What? How insane is that? Please, bro, please.
To bring back compulsory service for men, while these in blue are rolling out new voluntary military training programs. Denmark has also said it would extend its draft from 4 to 11 months and that women would have to serve too. Fears President Donald Trump might withdraw US funding from NATO unless European partners step up defense spending have also driven a recruitment effort.
If they don't pay, I'm not going to defend them.
The reason why we are now reintroducing conscription is because of a greater threat from Russia, but also greater uncertainty as to whether we can still rely on the US security guarantee.
In most countries, people can refuse the military draft and opt for civilian service instead, but failing to reply to a call-up can lead to fines or even arrest. Denmark says it currently has enough volunteers to fill its ranks, and across the Nordic states, public support for female conscription is strong. But in other countries bordering Russia, like Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, it's much lower. Despite this, some politicians, like Latvian Defence Minister Andris Spruds, say women are needed.
Because we live next to aggressor country, because we need to strongly increase our comprehensive defense. Women, the gender neutral approach, this is crucial in general. This is principle which strengthens our defense and our security of our people within specific nations, but also in NATO at large.
At the moment, these calls are just proposals, but a falling birth rate could make the situation more urgent.
The problem will arrive about 2040. Because birth cohorts of the past 2 or 3 years have been so low that if we are still in the same security situation, then we will not have enough people.
Gender equal conscription will mean armies need to make provisions for uniform and weaponry, which are largely designed for men. And there are fears about women operating in male-dominated environments.
Increasingly, we're seeing examples coming from European countries where women soldiers are very vulnerable to sexual harassment, abuse, assault, and militaries have struggled to understand how to deal with this.
Yeah, you segregate them. You have female-only units, female-only training. female-only operations. That's how you do that. It's very simple, but you keep insisting on this mixed bullshit, and then this is what you get. How about a better idea? All the migrants that have come and take money from the state, from the welfare state, how about you draft them instead of the women? How about that? Because if you're so worried about population replenishment and a huge population crisis coming up in 2040, because all those cohorts are going to completely shrink, how about you not send your native young men and women to die at the same time? How about just send the migrants that are benefiting from the state the most? They have the most to fight and lose, right? Because otherwise it's back to their third world shitholes. Just saying. So see how patriotic they are. They take the most money from government. You don't want that government to be toppled, right? Better go fight to keep the status quo, playboy. Anyways, Europe has lost its goddamn mind. It says put the politicians and their kids on the front line. Yeah. Someone quoted the girl saying, I don't want to die. I don't want PTSD. The dude said, yeah, neither do I. Who wants to fight for their homeland when they can't afford a home in their land? Yep. Yeah, these politicians are a joke across the West in general. We don't have real leadership. I'm just waiting to get back home into Phoenix and get a new intimate setup going. I got some fire monologues I've been writing. I'm banking a bunch of stuff ready to release. I can't wait. Talking about exactly this, the system, what a man should do, the political situation, the future, civilization, all that stuff. Because this is a clown show. This is a symptom of the decay of which we're living through. Nothing more, nothing less. Anyways, take care of yourselves, boys and the girls that are watching. And we'll see you on the next one.